Bokerto world. Today's daf, Tzvachim, brought you from Yerushalayim Yerakedesh, is daf Kuf Yud Daled, and we're holding a right at the bottom of the daf on the closing line. Let's remember something that bothered us when we were learning the Mishnah, and that today we're going to be getting to. So remember the big pasuk that was behind all of our essential ideas here, namely that only something that is royal Pesach HaOmoed, and it could be brought on the Mizbeach, is something that you would be chayav for Shkut Echutz on or for Ha'ala Ad Chutz. Now, there were a lot of things that were listed in the Mishnah that we remind from this pasuk, and we went through the original Brisa and in the Teres Kehanim yesterday. But in the Mishnah, there was a very strange breakup of the pasuk into two parts, because all of the first inyanim that were in the parsha, in the Mishnah, we learned out from the opening of the pasuk, Vel petach o amoed lo hevi o, which marred us that it has to be royal petach o amoed. That seems to cover all the cases, including the list of cases at the end of the Mishnah, which started off with the roveya v'nirva and so on. And yet, for some reason, instead of learning it from the opening of the pasuk, Vel petach o amoed lo hevi'o, we learned it from the end of the pasuk, which is Vel petach o amoed lo hevi'o, continues the pasuk, Va'akriv the korban la'Hashem lifnei mishkan Hashem. For some reason, we felt we needed that part, which seems just merely repetitious, in order to be memayit the final list of things that we were excluding in the Mishnah. Today, the Gemara wants to learn, understand better why we had to separate things out like that. So let's take a look at the last line. Aroveh avah. So over there, we learned out all of the last cases, which we'll be going through. But the question is, v'anami tepikrei mi'al petach ha'amoi? Why in the world did we need to switch the limud to la'akriv korban la'Hashem, lifnei mishkan Hashem, which is the closing of the pasuk? What was wrong with the first part of the pasuk? It seems to certainly cover el petach ha'amoed. Why do we need like we've korban Hashem lifnei mishkan Hashem? So Bishlama says, Gemara, well, let's take a look at the cases separately. I mean, I could understand why I need a new pasuk when it comes to the roveya v'nirva. But remember, we've got a lot of other cases. Let's say muktzah, nevad, at the end of the Mishnah. I'll tell you why I think it makes sense to read the last part of the pasuk to exclude the roveya v'nirva. Because remember, normally, the way that we understand the difference between the royal Pesach HaOmoed is something that was totally us, and it had no shaykhus in the Mizbeach. But something we said that was psulei b'kodesh, and if imalot lo yered, so that was considered to be, in the further circumstances, it would still be called royal Pesach HaOmoed. Now, over here, when it comes to roveya v'nirva, we have two different cases, because we could have a case of a roveya v'nirva that happened after the kodesh took place, because it's just a physical act, sodomizing the animal or vice versa, that could take place at any point. So what if this korban was royal Pesach HaOmoed, and then it became a roveya, or then it was nirva? How about that? So for that, I would need an extra pasuk to tell me that even where this is a korban that was royal Pesach HaOmoed, it's still not going to be chayev, because, well, don't quote me the pasuk because of Pesach HaMoed Lo Hevi'o, because this was meant to be there, but because it continues to say la'akriv korban la'Hashem, and at the time of the hakrava lifnei mishkan Hashem, it wasn't possible to be makrivo. So that would have included even in the case where it was a roveya v'nirva after having become kodesh. So bishlam roveya v'nirva, I understand. We need to have a separate pasuk, mashkachet le dr. Shino Nikora. Suppose first it was a kadosh, completely normal animal that could have been brought on the Mizbeach, and then it was sodomized, or the it sodomized, other ravu, or rav o, either way. But how about, so that makes sense, but how about the case of muktzah, let's say, where somebody sets it aside to bring it for avodah zarah, or he actually is oved the animal, which, of course, even though that doesn't aser an animal for a hediot, it asers the animal for the mizbeach. Well, you can't have two cases over there, because once you made it kodesh, it's no longer yours. You can't say, I want to bring this up for avodah zarah, so you can't make it a muktzah. And you can't be mishtachavet to it and aser it because of the overall klal of ein adam oser davar sheino shelo. And once you made it hekdesh, it's not yours. So why would we need a separate pasuk? There is no way for it to become oser after the kedusha already took place. And if it became oser before the kedusha took place, then it was already excluded based on the first part of the pasuk. Vel petach ha'omoy lo hevio. Answers the Gemara, there is such a case. There is a case of kachim where even after he made it kodesh, he would be able to aser it because of worshiping it and making it into avodah zarah, which is also for the mizbeah, or he would be able to aser it by setting aside as a carbon for avodah zarah, which would also aser it. And what would that case be? It would be in the case of making it kodesh for kachim kalim. So let's say you say, harezeh shlamim. So then, Aliyah the Rabbi Yosef Aglilin, who holds that kachim kalim are considered to be a moment ba'alim, and he says, look, remember that when the Torah said, umala mal ba'ashem, it said two things. This was in the parsha of the korban, of the chatas, which is an oilav yoreh, that if a person made a shvuah that he doesn't owe money to someone, and it was a lie, and then afterwards he admits that he had lied. So the din over there is that he has to bring the carbon oil of a year, right? And he has to pay the chomesh and so on. Now, what does that include? Does it include stealing money from Hegdesh? On the surface, one would say no. But look at the pasuk carefully. It says, nefesh ki techeta umala mal ba'ashem viki cheshba amito. Now, we're not talking about me'ila over here. We're talking about doing something, apparently, by denying that you owe this money, even Lashem. And it was kichesh b'amito. You denied your friend the money that you owed him. Well, which one is it? Says Rabbi Yosef Aglili, there's a perfect case that covers both of these things. Because if, let's say, you stole a carbon shlomim from someone, and he says, hey, where's the carbon shlamim that you stole from me? And you deny that, and you swear that you never did such a thing, then the halacha is, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, it's both umal amal b'ashem and v'kichesh b'amito. And therefore, there would indeed be a chiyuv of a carbon oil of a yared on that case. So that means that according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, kachim kalim is still considered to be v'kichesh b'amito, your friend. Apparently, it still is Maman Hediot. So if that's the case, what if someone took Kachim Kalim and he was Mishtachavet to the Kachim Kalim, or he was Muktzeh Mikatzea it for Atzkorman Avodah Zarah? In that case, Alibi the Rabbi Yosef Aglili, it would be Aser. And then why would we say you'd be Potter for Shkutei Chutz? Because it says that it has to be El Pesach HaMoed Lo Hevio. Not true. This was a carbon that indeed was originally roi for Pesach HaMoed, and only subsequently did it become a nevad or a muktzah. That's why in that case I need the extra ending of the pasuk, which says Lo Hevio, continuing on, La Krivo Korban La Hashem Lifnei Mishkan Hashem. That's why we need to quote the closing of the pasuk. Where do we see this shita in Rabbi Yosef Aglili? The Tanya. Mo'ala ma'al ba'ashem. That comes to include where a person lied about money that was owed with a shvuah in a case where it was kachin kalim. And this comes to tell me that they are considered to be also mamono, they're kichesh ba'amito, they belong as well to the person who made them kachin divrei Rabbi Yosef Aglili. And therefore, here we need to have these rayas from the extra pasuk. So that means we have these four cases that would all be considered, that was Roveya Venirva, and that was the case of Ne'evad and Mukta. Those are Usr, because they're currently Usr to be brought as a carbon. How do I know that? Well, Roveya Venirva, that's included, because it's a Dvar Erva. Remember, in the Parsha Mumin, it says, Umashratam Bam. Komakom Shenemar Hashchata, Eno Ela Dvar Erva, or Avodah Zarah. That we learn out from the Yishetu. And that means that in this case, the case of the Roveya Venirva, that's Dvar Erva, which is Pasuk. And Muksa v'nevat, that's Avodas Kochavim. And we'd be talking about Kachin Kam. Okay, but what about the other cases? Why do we need for Etnan u'mechir, let's say? Kilayim v'yotze dofen. I mean, these things, they can't have happened afterwards. They can only have happened before. So they were never royal petach or moi. I mean, you couldn't have paid a whore with money that belongs to Hagadosh. So what would that be? Or buy a dog? Or how could you create a hybrid after it's already there in Kodesh? This makes no sense. How could you take something delivered by Caesarian and now all of a sudden it wasn't delivered by Caesarian and now all of a sudden turn it into delivered by Caesarian? What? How is that possible? Ah, that case, why would we need an extra pusik for that? I'll tell you. There's one solution. That solution is Bivlada's Kachim. So it would be talking about where first you give the behema, and it obviously, there's no way that you can, after it was Kodesh, you had a perfectly normal animal. But the thing is that then that animal, it was pregnant. And therefore, what happened is that while it was a fetus, so originally the mother was Kodesh, and if we would have brought the mother, then the fetus would have been brought along with the mother. If you wanted to bring the behema as a korban while it was pregnant, we would have brought it while it was pregnant, which meant that this fetus would also have been royal petach olamoy. Now, if you then give, let's say you pay a whore with the promise of giving her this fetus after it's born. So then you're now making it actually a esna. You buy a dog with it, it's a mechir. You now have, when this animal became pregnant, it became pregnant as a hybrid. Fine, but while it was part of the mother, it would have been brought with the mother. So that means all of these cases could have been construed in a way that it was actually originally roi lepesach olamoid, and then it became not roi lehakriv korban laHashem lifnei mishkan Hashem, you see? So therefore, in all of these cases, we needed to have the extra pasuk, but this only works if we agree to another Gavi rule, which is Bechayev Gavi, to take out his magic wand. And that is Vlade Kachim Bahavayatan Hein Kidoshim. This is a machlokas. At what point are the Vladot of Kachim Kodesh? Are they Kodesh while they are still within the womb? That's called Vlade Kodeshim Bimei Imam Hein Kidoshim. Or are they Kodesh only at the moment that they enter into the world, meaning when they're born? And that is Vlade Kodeshim, Bahavayatan Hein Kedoshim. We use that word Bahavayatan in their coming into existence, even though obviously it's not strictly true, but that's because the Pasuk uses the words Kodeshecha Sher Yihiyu Lach, those things which are yours. So it uses an existential word, so we use the word Bahavayatan here as well. And that would make a tremendous difference, because if the Vlade Kodeshim were already Kodesh b'me'ei imam, then you would not be able to pay a whore with them. Obviously, they don't belong to you. But if, meanwhile, they're not yet Kodesh, and they only become Kodesh when you actually have them, they're born, then that would mean that here we have a fascinating situation. Had the mother been brought while pregnant, these animals, as fetuses, would have been royal petach olamoy. Now they're not roi lepetach ha'amoi, and the question is, but how do we know that just because things changed, that they become usher? For that, we need the last part of the pasuk, because they're no longer roi lakriv korban Hashem. Okay, the next case that we had was the case of the Baalei Mumim, or then we had a list of cases of things that were not yet roi. Now, with the Baalei Mumim, we had a machlokas, remember, is it including Baalei Mumim Ovrim, so that in another week, let's say, the blemish that currently passes the animal will have passed away, or is it only Baalei Mumim Kvuim, where the mum will ever pass? And this was a machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama. So according to Rabbi Shimon's rule was anything that is ultimately going to be kosher on a Mizbeach is considered to be roi lepesach ha'amoi. That was the machlokas. And we had a number of examples of those things. So we spoke about things that had a mum temporarily. We had talking about the case of torim, which are only kosher when they're mature, and they had not yet reached maturity. So those were torim shelo higi azmana. And we had the case of the mechuser zman, which was the case where you had shechted the mother on the same day. So it would have been usher because of otoved beno, but tomorrow it's going to be kosher. So for some reason, we spoke about three separate cases. And in each one of those cases, Rabbi Shimon argued and said, no, in this case, you could wait for it to be kosher. So why do we need three cases to tell me the same machlokas? There's a fundamental question here. According to the Tanakhama, if it's currently not right for the Mizbeach, then I hold that you're not going to be chayav. According to Rabbi Shimon, if it's ultimately kosher for the Mizbeach, even if it's currently not kosher, then you would be chayav for shur techutz. That's the rule. Why express that in three separate examples? One of them being the Bamum Over, the other one being the case of the Torim Shloi Gezmanam, and the other one being the Oto Ve'etmeno. Says the Gemara Tzricha, we need three separate cases. I'll tell you why. Suppose we only had that first case of Baalei Mumim that are temporary Mumim. Okay, I would have said yes. Maybe the Tanakhama in that case holds that you're Chayiv, but that's because when something is not roi to be brought to the Mizbeach because it's a Baal Mum, it is disgusting and insulting. That's the point. Remember that the pasuk says, "Hakriveinu ala pechatecha yirtzecha v'yisavtanecha." The Torah makes fun of people. Don't try to bring this as a gift, even to some local bureaucrat. He'll spit at you. You're going to bring it as a korban. So that to insult the Mizbeach, I understand that the Rabbanan would say, "Look, that is totally not roi for the Mizbeach, and therefore it's El Mishkan Hashem. It wasn't able to be brought." But let's say just the case of Torim that are not yet mature. I mean, big deal. If you went in and brought that, so then maybe they would be motivated to Rabbi Shimon that, look, they're going to be kosher by tomorrow morning, you know. So what's the big deal? So then it would be essentially kima'at like it's roi and you would be chayiv. But what about if we only had the case of the Torim? I would say, well, remember, the Torim were never once roi and then became pasul. But once something had once been roi, like an animal that got a mum over, remember that we're always more machmer on things that were kosher and became pasul than we are on things that had not yet reached their original state of kashrut. So I would have thought that maybe in that case, Rabbi Shimon would be mited to the Chachamim, because here they were initially ra'ui, and then they got a mum. Maybe Enochinami, in that case, you're potter. V'itonahani tarti, let's say I would have known the two cases of Baalei Mumim Ovrim and the din of the Tor that were too young. I would have said both of those cases are problems in the actual body of the korban that you want to bring. But in the case where you shechted the mother, there's nothing wrong with this animal per se. It's just the circumstances surrounding the animal that its mother happened to have been shechted on that day. So then perhaps everybody would be made at, that if the psula is me, Alma Ka'atila, it's just from somewhere else. The Rabbana would be moda to Rabbi Shimon in that case. Tzricha. Therefore, I need to know, even in that case, we have a complete machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbana. What was the principle? Principle was, Shaya Rabbi Shimon Omer, anything that is ro'oi in the future is still going to be chayav. Well, okay, but what is that based on? My time of the Rabbi Shimon. Now remember, Rabbi Shimon suggested not that you're chayav, but that you're chayav on a lav. You're not chayav on the normal dinner shkutichutz. You're not chayav karet. But he said, but you're going to be chayav on a lav. Now, he never told us what that lav was. I mean, what is he referring to? My time at the Rabbi Shimon. Omar Rabbi Lo, Omar Resh Lakish. Even though the actual iser of shkutichutz is not applicable in these cases because of the fact that it's currently not royal Pesach HaOmoed, and therefore, the Hishamer Lecha Penta Aleo Lotecha B'chol Makom Asher Tireh, which we learned out in Re'eh. Well, that doesn't apply, because this is not Roy to La'akriv Korban La'Hashem. So what lav is he referring to? So now we need to switch our point of view here completely, and let's talk about the initial iser of what things are allowed to be brought on a bama and what things are not allowed to be brought on a bama. And this sort of takes us full circle around to how it is that the dinim of the bama are applicable in the inverse to shkutichutz. So remember, there's a pasuk which people completely misunderstand. And that is where the Torah says, in Re'eh. So there it's talking about there's going to come a time when you're going to come into the base, you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have all of the Beis HaMikdash there. And when you arrive initially, it says, Lo tasun k'kol asher anachto osim po hayom. Don't think you can get away with doing everything that you're doing today. Isha yashar, kol hayashar be'enav. Now, what does that mean? I mean, we didn't used to do anything we wanted to do in the Midbar. So what is it referring to? So the way that we understand that pasuk is that when you arrive, there's going to be 7 years, remember, of kibush, in which you need to conquer the land from the goyim, and then there's the sheva shanim shechilko, and that's 7 years of all the internal legal battles about who gets what, and that is another 7 years. So there's going to be 14 years before you get around to establishing the Mishkan Hashem in Shiloh. Okay, so what was done during those 14 years? It's not that the Mishkan was thrown away. The Mishkan was still active, but it was not active in Shiloh. It was simply put up in Gilgal, where it was that Yisrael arrived initially. Now, the Mishkan in Gilgal did not have a din of a Mishkan. It did not have a din of a Shiloh. It did not have a din of a Beit HaMikdash. It was a functioning Boma Gedela, which means it was a Boma Tzibur. So the original Mishkan became a Boma Tzibur. Okay, what will you be allowed to do when you come into Eretz Yisrael? You can't bring all the korbanos we bring today. Lo tasun k'kol asher anachto osim po hayom. You can only do Ish hayashar be'enav. Meaning, the only things that you will be allowed to bring when you don't have a mokum that is the menucha of a nachala, remember, this is the introduction to the pasuk, ki lo batim ad ata el ha-menucha ve'el ha-nachala. So el ha-menucha is a reference to Shiloh, and el ha-nachala is a reference to the Beit HaMikdash. So whatever mizbeach you have, even if it's the original Mishkan, up until the time that you get to the place which is menucha, or the place which is Nachala, you cannot bring anything like we do today. If you're Chayav a Korban Chatas today, you'll go to the Mishkan and you'll bring it. If you're Chayav a Chata, an Asham today, you're going to go to the Mishkan and bring it. But when you come into Eretz Israel, you will not be able to bring a Korban Chatas. and you will not be able to bring a carbon asham. You will only be able to bring a carbon that is isha yashar be'enav, which means a carbon that you feel like bringing, a carbon that is voluntary, a carbon that is nidar v'nidav. And only that is brought in the period of the 14 years before arrival in Shiloh. So Amalu Moshe li Yisrael, ki ailitu la'aretz, when you're oleh to Eretz Yisrael, yisharot takrifu, you can only bring the korbanot that are nidar v'nidav, but chovot lo takrifu, you will not be able to bring a korban that is a chiev, like an asham or a chatas, until, of course, you are going to get to the menucha, which will be 14 years later, 7 years, whatever point it is. So let's say, let's imagine a case that you were chayev to bring your carbon. You set aside your carbon, but you're still in Gilgal. And since you're only going to be arriving in Shiloh tomorrow, what's the din of a carbon like that? Well, a carbon in Gilgal vis-a-vis Shiloh is mechusar zman. You have to wait until you get to Shiloh in order to be able to bring it. V'ka'amaluhu Moshe lo tasun. And Moshe says, do not do what you do today. That is a lashon of a lo tasa, is it not? Lo tasun k'kol asher anachlo asim po hayom. And that would mean that there is an overall iser to bring a carbon which will be kosher tomorrow when you arrive in Shiloh to bring it today. That's the lav I'm referring to, says Rabbi Shimon. This is how Reish Lakish understands it. And therefore, it's the very premature nature of this carbon that makes it a lav to bring. That's what I mean. Now, of course, this is not what we thought we were going to find. We thought that Rabbi Shimon was referring not to a lav about bringing premature karbonas, but to bringing premature karbonas outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Here, he's bringing us a pasuk that says, you cannot bring premature karbonas, period. So that would mean that when he introduces this new lav, it's not quite what we thought. He's saying, well, you're right, you would not be over for Shvut Echutz, but you would be over for actually bringing a premature animal. Okay, that's a little bit different. Omer Rabbi Yirmiel or Rabbi Zera. Now, wait a second. If you're going to tell me, Ihachi, you're telling me that essentially the only problem of bringing the carbon during the period of Gilgal is that lo batem ad ata, you haven't yet arrived. That's premature, right? That's how you're learning the meaning of Moshe's words. This is premature, don't bring it. But if that's the case, and then it would be a real chiev of Malkus, right? So if you brought this carbon even inside the Beis HaMikdash, there would be no problem. So let's say you have an Osor Vesbeno, right? And you would go ahead, or you would bring an animal that had not yet been Shivas Yamim Tachas Imo. You bring it when it's only 3 days old. So then what should be the halacha? You would be chayev, according to Rabbi Shimon, on lo ta'asun. The problem is that what we learned was when we were learning in Chulin, and that was in Chulin we had the perek of Otoved Beno, when we were talking about the various dinim of Otoved Beno. So over there we learned that even though there's an overall iser, which appears in the parsha of Mumim, so it says, v'shar, v'aseh, sarua, v'kalut, lo yeratzeh. We use that lashon of lo yeratzeh to tell me that this is a lo ta'aseh. We learned this to mean that if you bring any carbon that is not ro'ah, you're going to be over on the iser of lo yeratzeh. So over there, the Mishnah said, but if it's b'chusar zman, you will not be over on lo yeratzeh, and therefore, otoved beno, you're not over on lo yeratzeh. Well, why not, says the Gemara over there? So Rabbi Zera said over there, why not? Because the Torah turned this into an aseh. What was the mitzvah's aseh? The mitzvah's aseh was, Shiva's Yom Tia Tachasimo, and on the eighth they give it. So that is an atse. Okay, what does that help us? You should still be over on the premature general law, which Rabbi Shimon is, lo ta'asun, k'kol asher anachto osim po hayom. So why are we discussing whether you would get malchus for lo yeratzer, whether it was turned into an ase? Why don't we discuss what happened to the law of lo ta'asun? What kind of question is this? The Mishnah over there was going according to the Rabbanan. It's only Rabbi Shimon who held of lo ta'asun. So what, in Achinami, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're right. You would be chai of Malkus because of this new law that he discovered of lo ta'asun, k'kol asher anach lo osim po hayom, which is a specific new iser called mechusar zman. So hani mili the Rabbanan, that he says it's only an asay, but according to Rabbi Shimon, Achinami, you absolutely would be chayev according to Rabbi Shimon because of the new law of lo ta'asun. Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, I think there's a different law. It's not the lo ta'asun, because the lo ta'asun, you're talking about something as if it's only an issue of mechusar zman. But the truth is that inside the Beis HaMikdash, this is not a general iser. If you take a look at Gilgal, and you say, well, Gilgal was the Mishkan, right? The only thing that's missing is the time, because it says, Kilo batem ad ata. No, that's not true. What you're missing is this place, space. The fact that it happens to look like the same Mishkan, and it has the same material, and has the same dimensions, does not mean that it is a Mishkan, for God's sake. It is a Bama, and therefore, vis-a-vis the comparison for Shiloh, shechting something in the Mishkan of Gilgal is like Shritas Chutz. That's the point. And that is exactly what he's referring to. He's not talking about a lo ta'asun of mechusar zman. He's expressing the din that this new iser of shchute chutz is chal on something that is not yet ready to be shechted. That's what he's saying. This is far more what we expected when we heard that Rabbi Shimon said to the Rabbanan, no, I mean, the whole Mishnah was talking about shchute chutz. It was not talking about a new iser of mechusar zman. So what it was that we expected to hear from Rabbi Shimon is that something that's mechusar zman is going to be chayev because it's ultimately roi, the Pesach HaMoed, if you shecht it b'chutz. And according to the way Reb Nachum bar Yitzchak understands it, that's exactly what we just proved. Since if you're in the Gilgal, even though you're in the physical Mishkan, you are shechting something that should have been shechted in Shiloh. And instead you shechted it chutz. That's the point. So even though it's mechusar zman, because Shiloh has not yet been built, it doesn't matter. The Torah says you're going to be chayev because of the lo ta'asun. That's what Rabbi Shimon was saying. Wow, that makes much more sense. Now, Rabbah says it's a completely different pasuk. The reason that Rabbi Shimon holds that you would be chayev if you shechted b'chutz of a mechusar zman is from this braita. Look at this. Rabbi Shimon Omer, minayin lezoveach Pesach bebamat yachid. Now let's make a little bit of a seder over here, Rabosai. So far, what we see is that on a bamas tzibor, and where are those bamas tzibor? The bamas tzibor is either in Gilgal, or in Nov, or in Giv'on. Those are Bamos Tzibor. In Gilgal, they literally had the original Mishkan. In Nov and Giv'on, they had the Bamos Tzibor, but the Mishkan no longer was there, but that was the place where the entire Tzibor was makriv. What type of korbanos are brought on that Bamos Tzibor? Anything that a person could bring on a bamas yochid, obviously, could be brought on a bamas tzibor. So that would include any nidar v'nidav. So the eulais that you can dedicate on your own as a nedava, or the shalomim that you could dedicate on your own as a nedav or as a neder, I will bring a shlamim. Those are brought on either a bamas yachid or a bamas tzibur. But your personal chiyuvim cannot be brought on either a bamas yachid or a bamas tzibur. But what about the karbanos of the tzibur that are a chovah? Those can be brought on a bamas tzibur, not on a bamas yachid. So then that would mean that when we're bringing a carbon tamid and we're bringing a musafim or the carbonis for the moadim, those would all be brought on the bamas tzibur. Now, how about a carbon pesach? So a carbon pesach is a unique kind of hybrid carbon because on the one hand, it's every person has to bring his own carbon pesach. But on the other hand, the entire Klal Yisrael is bringing a carbon pesach. So it has a din of a korban tzibur in certain ways, which includes that we bring it on a bamas tzibur. Fine. What would happen if you brought the korban pesach on your own personal bamas yachid? Now, this is what Rabbi Shimon is talking about in this braita. So Rabbi says that is the mokar of the Isser Lav that Rabbi Shimon was referring to in bringing something that was not yet its time, bringing it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And here's his marker. Minayin lezoveach Pesach b'bamat yachid b'sha'at Isser HaBamot. How do we know that if someone is makriv a korban Pesach on his own rooftop bama during a time that bamot are not kosher? Now, we're going to see that that does not mean what we think it means. But we think it means during the time of Shiloh or during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Talmud Omar, lo tuchal lizboach et ha-pasach. So, what does it say? Lo tuchal lizboach et ha-pasach b'yachad sha'arecha. Okay, so you're not allowed to bring your korban pesach in one of your sha'arim, in a personal place, asher Hashem Elokecha noten lach. Now, you might think that that means that even b'sha'at heter habamot, it would be also true. Lo tuchal lizboach et ha-pesach on a bamas tzibur. It would have to be brought in Shiloh or in Yerushalayim. No, that would be a mistake. Talmud lomar, be'achad sha'arecha. I'm talking about, lo amarti lecha, ela b'sha'at shekol Yisrael nichnasim b'sha'ar echad. Since it says that it would be in one of your cities, it means if all of Klal Yisrael is getting together in one of your cities to bring the korban, so then if we're talking about a time in which the bamas are asurais, so they're coming all together. And this would mean that you would not be over b'shas heter habamas, where you don't have to come all the way to one city. Now, what time of the day are we talking about that you want to bring your korban pesach? If we're talking about after chatzot, and you would say that there's this new iser of lo tuchalach lizboach, I mean, that would be a chiyuv of kores. I mean, that's literally taking a korban pesach that needs to be brought bizman iser habamos in the Beis HaMikdash, and you're shechting it b'chutz. That's classic shechutei chutz or hakravas chutz. That's kores. Well, what are we looking for? A new iser of a lav? That's straight out. What do you mean, minayin? That is included in yishom lecha penta ala olotecha b'chol makom asher tir'eh. So what we must be talking about over here, Kodem Chatzot. But Kodem Chatzot is not yet the time and it's premature. So it's B'chutzer Zman. So what do you see from here? An Isser, Shechting B'chutz, an Isser Lav of a B'chutzer Zman. That's where he got it from. So you see, if you Shecht B'chutzer Zman, B'chutz, you would be Chayav. Seems to be quite clear. Says the Gemara, no. It's talking about La'acha Chatzot. It's not talking about a premature Pesach. And it's talking about a time where the Bamas were mutter. And it's telling us that you're not allowed to shecht a korban Pesach in a Bama Ketana, which is a Bamas Yochid, even at the time of the heterabamas, when you're supposed to be bringing it to Gilgal or to Nov or to Givon, as the case may be. Doesn't mean Bishas het Israabomas. What are you talking about? Read the Braita. It says Hamakriv bePesach b'shas Isra Habomas, comma. And you're telling me Isra Habomas means Hetra Habomas? Well, what the world are you talking about? Isra Habomas means Isra of Abama for a carbon Pesach, not an Isra of Abama bichlal. It's a Heter of Abama for other things. If you want to bring a carbon, a Beneder Benedova, an Eilar, a Shlomim, or a Teda, that's fine. But it's Bishas that you're not allowed to bring your carbon Pesach on a Boma, because if it's in the morning, then the carbon Pesach is actually a Shlomim. So if it's the hour at which now it's the Isra Bomas, means it's usher to bring your carbon Pesach on a Boma, then it would be usher, not because it's Bechusar Zman, but simply because it's being brought as a Pesach at a time in which it needs to be an Abamas Tzibur. And that is not the time of Isra Abamas, and the male it's not considered to be Shkute Chutz. Nonetheless, there's a new Isra for bringing a carbon Pesach outside of the Abamas Tzibur. Okay, so now we know. There's a key of Kores for bringing something that would be Roy for Pesach HaMoed outside. That would not be an Isser Kores if it was done at the time of the Heter Abamas. But if this is the type of carbon that is meant to be brought dafka in a Bama Gedela, and you bring it in a Bama Ketana, and there's definitely no Isser Kores under those circumstances, there is nonetheless the Isser, this is the way Rava understood it, of Lo Tuchal Lizbarach Et HaPesach B'Achat She'arecha. All right, so we've got three possible interpretations over here of what it was that Rabbi Shimon was referring to. Now, we then explained that Mechusar Zman includes two different types of Mechusar Zman. One is a Mechusar Zman Begufo. So those are the cases in which the carbon itself is blocked. It's not 8 days, it's not its eighth day yet. So it wasn't Shivas Yomim Tachas Imai. It was Oto Ve'ed Beno. Or we have a Mechusar Zman B'Alim, where it's not yet the eighth day, which allows the Zov and the Zova and the Oledes to bring the carbon, and now they're bringing it before it's Roy to be brought. And we gave examples, right? So we said, a Zov, a Zova, a Yoledes, who brings their Chatas or their Asham before they were able to. What? There is no Asham and a Zov and a Zova and a Yoledes. So the Mishnah, the original Girsa of the Mishnah, did not include Mitzora, as we're going to see. And therefore, the Gemara is shocked by the fact that the example that we're giving of something that's Bechusar Zman Bebalim would include a Chi of Asham, of a Zov, and a Zova, and a Yoledet. There is no Asham on a Zov, and Zova, and Yoledet. Omar Zairi, you're going to have to include in the Mishnah an additional case of Mitzora, which in the end became the Girsa in our Mishnah, Zov, Zava, Yoledet, or Mitzora. And Mitzora has an Asha. Yeah, and then it says that if they bring their Oila and their Shlomim, what kind of Shlomim? Nobody is Chayav a Shlomim. Not the Zov, not the Zava, and not the Mitzora, and not the Yoledet. So what are you talking about? There is no Shlomim. Rav Shesh says, well, you're going to have to include another case in the Mishnah. And that would be the case of a Nazir. So a Nazir does have to also bring a Shlomim, because the El Nazir is a Shlomim. So Tnei Nazir. Add Nazir to the list in the Mishnah and include both Mitzora, because of what Zairi said, and Nazir because of what Rav Shesh said. But in point of fact, the Gemara is pointing out that Zairi's suggestion that you have to add to the Mishnah the word Mitzora was accepted, and the Tanoim were koveya that in the Mishnah, as our Mishnah now has. It added the word Mitzora. So did Zairi, as far as Zairi's point was concerned, Kiva'u Tanoi, we actually were Koveya that, the Tanoim were Koveya that in the Mishnah itself. But Reb Sheshes, who suggested that we have to put in the word Nazir, that was not added to the Mishnah. It became part of the Gemara to remember that the Mishnah is Kiyu Chasuri Mechasra, and you have to remember to insert the word Nazir. But we didn't want to actually insert it into the Girsa of the Mishnah. That could be because, look, it's totally out of left field. I mean, a Mitzorah is indeed very similar to the Zavah Zavah, so it's all a Din and Tumah. The din of the Nazir is coming from a completely different din in terms of when he's able to become mutter for drinking wine and stuff. So it doesn't really belong here. Maybe that's the reason. Okay, so now, according to the Tanakhama, if you were talking about a bringing an asham shalolishmo, an asham that was mechusar zman in the bailin, you would not be chayiv. And even Rabbi Shimon has made it, you're not chayiv kares. So Amrab Chilkiya Bartuvi, you should know that this is only true if you shechted that asham l'shem asham, because l'shem asham, it's pasal. But if you shechted the asham shelo l'shmo, what's the din of a carbon that shechted shelo l'shmo? Only a Chatas and a Pesach is Pasul Shelo Lishmo, right? That was our first Mishnah. But an Asham is Kasher Shelo Lishmo. So if you would have shechted this Asham Shelo Lishmo, you would be Chayev on Shechitas Chutz, because since it's Roy Lishmo, Shelo Lishmo Bifnim, so then now it's a kosher carbon. But only because you're shechting it Shelo Lishmo. Wait a second, but then if it's theoretically going to be chayiv, because you could shecht the shelo lishmo, so then that means that this is a carbon that is roi l'pesach olamai. I mean, it's roi, because if you wanted to, you could bring it right now, shelo lishmo, and then it would be kosher. So that should be called, even if you brought it lishmo, but it's still roi l'pesach olamai. So if that would be the case, yachid, Lishmo nami mechayiv overoy l'shalol lishmo bifnim. Since this is ultimately a karban that could be brought bifnim, so then why aren't you chayiv on it even if you brought a shalol lishmo? I think I've run out of steam because I'm not seeing any intelligence out there. Bunch of squiggly signs. I don't even remember how to read all those squiggly signs. Oh dear me! Look at this, humans. They're showing up gradually. Ah, we even got a big N up there.
Can't you promise Rebbe intelligence, but at least my face.
I hear you. Yeah, well, I'm starting to feel a little bit better now. Richie, a little bit of Talisker maybe just to wake me up. Okay, thank you. Now we're back in business. Okay, so why wouldn't it be considered to be royal epistle obeyed? Because all you need to do to have it in the Bayom Eid is to bring it Shalom Shema. Answers the Gemara, because until you did the Akira, you had to take off the name of Asham from it in order for it to be kosher Shalom Shema. But if you're still looking at it as an Asham, then you can't call it royal epistle obeyed. Maske Floravuna, that is so weird. How could you believe such a thing? You're going to tell me that something which is kosher in the Mishkan, that thing would be actually not considered to be chayav for Shkut Echutz, but if you brought it Shelo Lishmo, which is not the way that you should bring it, it's just that it happens because Shelo Lishmo, then you are chayav. I mean, that's crazy. Well, you're telling me only if I do something shalol lishmo, then it's considered to be kosher. You know, but if I would bring it lishmo, it's not considered to be kosher. I mean, that sounds crazy to me. Why? What do you mean? That's an extremely common thing, says the Gemara. Volo? What do you mean, v'chiyesh l'chadavar? It's one of the most famous cases there is. What about a Pesach, a carbon Pesach, on any other time of the year. If it's not Erev Pesach Chatzot, what's the din of that carbon Pesach? It is not kosher if you shecht it for a Pesach, because a Pesach shelo lishmo is pasul, and it is kosher if you shecht it shelo lishmo. You shecht it for a shlamim, then it would be a perfectly kosher carbon. So what's bothering you? This is child's play to find a case like that.
It's also going full circle back to the very beginning of the Mitzvah.
Exactly. Beautiful. Answers, actually, the Rav Huna, that no, it's not really true. Because a Pesach is a carbon shlamim on the other times of the year. We learned that out of the Pesach, remember? But how did the Torah say that you could bring something for a Pesach, which is a shor, and I thought you could only bring a kevis. We said, if it's, you bring it as a shlamim, Pesach shel bizmano, that's what a Pesach actually is. We also have the other Pesach. But in any event, that means that we have a gzerat ha-katuv, that a carbon Pesach actually is a carbon shlamim. So that doesn't prove to me that you're bringing it shelo lishmo. You're bringing it for what it is, because the Torah said it. But over here, you're telling me the asham is only kosher if it was brought shelo lishmo, but it's not kosher if it is lishmo, and therefore that impacts the din of it shkut echutz. I find that to be very strange.